Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word. We're doing a short series on peace, and today we're looking at understand from John chapter 4, verses 1 to 30. This is a long scripture reading. It's all about the Samaritan woman. Jesus left Judea and started for Galilee again. This time he had to go through Samaria, and on his way he came to the town of Sychar. It was near the field that Jacob had long ago given to his son Joseph. The well that Jacob had dug there was still there, and Jesus sat down beside it because he was tired from traveling. It was noon, and after Jesus' disciples had gone into town to buy some food, a Samaritan woman came to draw water from the well. Jesus asked her, "Would you please give me a drink of water?" "You are a Jew," she replied, "and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink of water when Jews and Samaritans won't have anything to do with each other?" Jesus answered, "You don't know what God wants to give you, and you don't know who is asking you for a drink. If you did, you would ask me for the water that gives life." "Sir," the woman said, "you don't even have a bucket, and the well is deep. Where are you going to get this life-giving water? Our ancestor Jacob dug this well for us, and his family and animals got water from it. Are you greater than Jacob?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will get thirsty again, but no one who drinks the water I give them will ever be thirsty again. The water I give will become in that person a flowing fountain that gives eternal life." The woman replied, "Sir, please give me a drink of that water. Then I won't get thirsty and have to come to this well again." Jesus told her, "Go and bring your husband." The woman answered, "I don't have a husband." "That's right," Jesus replied. "You're telling the truth. You don't have a husband. You have already been married 5 times, and the man you are living with isn't your husband." The woman said, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. My ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say Jerusalem is the only place to worship." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, the time is coming when you won't worship the Father either on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans don't really know the one you worship, but we Jews do know the God we worship, and by using us, God will save the world. But a time is coming, and it is already here. Even now, the true worshipers are being led by the Spirit to worship the Father according to the truth. These are the ones the Father is seeking to worship him. God is a spirit, and those who worship God must be led by the Spirit to worship him according to the truth." The woman said, "I know that when the Messiah will come, he is the one we call Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." "I am that one," Jesus told her, "and I am speaking to you now." The disciples returned about this time and were surprised to find Jesus talking with a woman, but none of them asked him what he wanted or why he was talking with her. The woman left her water jar and ran back into town, where she said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. Could he be the Messiah?" Everyone in town went out to see Jesus. So the story is Halloween is coming, and with it our trunk or treat event. If you haven't been in the past, it's a really cool night with all kinds of monsters, princesses, clowns, superheroes, construction workers, and more visiting. And that's just the adults. On Sunday at the potluck in the park downstairs last week, we had such a wonderful time. Part of the fun was a family feud event put together by Kelly Dolson, where one of the questions was, what are the 8 most popular Halloween costumes? Have any guesses? It turned out number 1 was pumpkin. Yeah, that's weird, I thought. But anyway, we will see all kinds of costumes on Halloween night as children and parents from all over Mount Hope and nearby communities stop at the church parking lot to visit all the car trunks decorated for Halloween and get a treat at each one. Yes, the trick-or-treat event has returned, and we're doing it with the town of Mount Hope, who did one last year down at the town park. You're invited to decorate a trunk and come. Applications will be available soon. Or if that's not an option, to grab a bag of goodies, individually wrapped goodies, during your trip to the store and drop them off here so that all those trunks don't run out of loot. Look for orange milk crates in which to put them. But here's the most important part, even more important than all the families in the community seeing that our church loves families and is open to families and has a plan for them to come and worship. and to get boatloads of sugar, of course. You know what it is? That we get to see, all of us, that it doesn't matter what costume you are wearing, you are still a child of God. That each and every child and each and every adult is made in God's image and beloved by God. And that no matter what team you are playing for or rooting for, even the Miami Dolphins, God loves you. And we have been commanded by God to love you too. Even if you're a Republican or a Democrat, happily married or divorced, an immigrant, a migrant, or a lifelong citizen, black or brown or red or yellow or white, a clown or a princess, or even a Dallas Cowboys fan. Because it doesn't matter whether you are Catholic or Unitarian or Mormon or Russian or Ukrainian, we are to love you, even if you are North Korean or Chinese or even Scottish or English or even French. Because God loves you. Jesus loves the little children and all the adults. And we're commanded to see God's presence in others, all others, to see that even a Samaritan woman was made in the image of God. You know, she was a sinner. The disciples knew it. The townspeople knew it. Jesus knew it. But he also saw what we often choose not to see, that she was made in the image of God and is a child of God and a sister to Jesus. She, unfortunately, in her world, had three strikes against her. She was a woman, she was a Samaritan, and she had many husbands. But Jesus loved her anyway and invited her into the kingdom of God. Not the physical one so many Christians have tried to build and failed over the centuries, but the one created within us and among us when we live and serve God. Jesus never suggested we build a kingdom of stone and mortar. The kingdom Jesus desired was one built of hearts, all of us together. And he saw that the kingdom, and she knew she could be part of it. And so he spoke of it and invited her into it. And while she was cautiously optimistic about him and his questions, she was a bit fearful. But Jesus knew her and invited her to enter the kingdom anyway, and she did. Jesus knew her just as God knows us, no matter what costume we have on, what color our skin is, what we do at work and play, what team we play or root for. God loves us. Jesus was doing exactly as we are to do. Invite others into the kingdom of God. It's our most important calling, not to take sides, not to decide that one costume is better than the other, but to invite every little monster in to meet the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Halloween approaches and pumpkins are everywhere, and soon children and adults in costume will all gather across the street, and we will have an opportunity to meet them and love them just like Jesus met and loved the Samaritan woman and invited her into the kingdom. Come and join us. Wear a costume. Decorate the trunk of your car or truck. Or join a team and do a trunk together with a fun theme. And most importantly, show this community that we love them, all of them, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining with us today and listening to this little jaunt. If you have questions, you can email us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. Thanks for stopping by.